Well, it's an annual one-day coordinated cleanup of the rivers and streams that make up the Connecticut River watershed. It covers, our watershed covers four states, that's New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, and Connecticut. So we typically have about 75 to 100 groups that will go out on one day, which this year is Saturday, September 29th, and those groups make up thousands of volunteers that all go out on one day to clean up the rivers and streams throughout those four states.
Now, how much trash do you expect that you're going to clean up on this one day?
It varies from year to year, and it typically has been more since we had the flooding last year with Tropical Storm Irene. But on an average year, we pull in roughly 50 tons, and over the course of the previous 15 years that we've been doing this, we've gathered over 700 tons total.
Now, is there any special training that's involved here, or can anybody just show up and pitch in?
Anyone can show up and pitch in. At this point, rather than registering a brand new group, we encourage people to go to our website, which is www.ctriver.org, and look for a group that's already registered in their area. Like I said, we have cleanup groups that span the whole watershed, so it's very likely that there's a cleanup group near someone. So they can go on there, look for a cleanup group in their area, and contact the group leader. The group leaders are the ones who are responsible for organizing local volunteers and making sure that they have all the paperwork and things that they need like that.
Now you mentioned that this is not just the Connecticut River proper, but it also includes some of the tributaries. So this cleanup involves a fairly large area.
That's right. The watershed itself is over 11,000 square miles, I believe. So it's quite a big chunk of land.
And so do you have an adequate number of volunteers signed up to clean up that area, that large an area?
Well, unfortunately, there's always more trash than what we can do in one day. We request people to send in cleanup sites, you know, trash sites that they know of in their towns, and we do our best to match up groups in those regions to the sites that need cleaning, but there's always more than we can do.
Now, you do have team leaders that kind of direct this effort, correct?
Like I said, they are the ones who will organize the local volunteers. They take care of all the paperwork, like having the waivers signed. And we also track trash. So we have a trash tally that each group will fill out, and that will let us know roughly what kind of stuff they found, how much stuff. That's how we get to know our total trash amounts over the year. But we also, that gives us an idea of what kind of trash is being found so we can do a better job of advocating to keep that trash from even showing up in the first place. So things like plastic bottles, plastic bags. There's even mattress legislation that's happening in Connecticut. So tracking that trash is really helpful for those type of efforts.
You said there's mattress legislation that they've actually found people have tossed mattresses into the river?
Yeah, unfortunately.
What are some of the other problem areas that you've identified through the years in terms of trash that people have put into the river? And why do you think people use the waterways as kind of a dumping area?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a problem throughout the watershed. So there's hot spots here and there, but it's really a watershed-wide problem. I think the reason that people use waterways for trash dumping is, well, there's a lot of different reasons, but a big one is that larger items like mattresses or vehicles or tires even, a lot of towns charge a fee to take care of that kind of stuff. Or electronics is also in that group. You can recycle it, but sometimes it will cost money, and people either don't want to or can't afford to pay those extra fees. And so it's a better, more appealing option to them to dump, which is not something that we encourage or like to see.
Now, I believe you mentioned last year, of course, the cleanup took place not long after Tropical Storm Irene hit and caused a considerable amount of flooding. But that also encouraged more people to turn out for the cleanup last year. Do you expect that level of participation to continue?
We absolutely had a higher turnout of volunteers, especially in the Vermont area last year, where they were very hard hit with the flooding. And we've already seen this year that we've continued to have increased participation, again, particularly in the Vermont area, which is really wonderful.
How do the states that the Connecticut River passes through compare in terms of their rates of participation in the cleanup?
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of Vermonts from, or excuse me, a lot of participants from the Vermont and Massachusetts area, and we're trying to increase participation from New Hampshire and Connecticut.
Does any other major river in America see this kind of annual effort, or is it unique to the Connecticut?
I don't think it's unique to the Connecticut. Like I said, there's trash everywhere, unfortunately, and we are, you know, we ask our local groups to tell us what kind of trash they found. We also report how much trash we found to groups that are larger than us. So this year we are reporting our numbers to the International Coastal Cleanup because the Connecticut River empties into the Long Island Sound. So that's a coastal area, and they like to track trash for the larger New England area. So there's groups large and small that are doing this all over.
Now, there must be some expense involved in the cleanup. Who helps you pay for it?
We have some wonderful sponsors this year. NRG and TransCanada are our two lead sponsors. We also have support from Lane Construction Company, MDC, CDM Smith, Covanta, and a variety of other sponsors.
And again, people who want more information or would like to volunteer, where can they go to get that information?
All of that information is on our website, which is www.ctriver.org. It's right on our homepage. You can click through there, and all the information to join a group in your area, like I said, is there. Or if they are looking to sponsor the cleanup or support it in some other way, businesses can make either donations or cash donations or donations in kind of supplies. We're always looking for things like that. So all that information is right there.